Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time to celebrate the greatest team sport known to man, where modern-day gladiators collide all for the glory of the gridiron. We'll talk some college football on Cougar Sports with Ben Criddle.
Welcome back. Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Criddle, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, WasatchMedicalClinic.com studios. It is time to talk some college football with college football insider Sean Walker, KSL.com. By my side, Gavin Lee on the social, Bryce Larson behind the glass. This college football segment going to be brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, WasatchMedicalClinic.com. If you are struggling with ED, why not get it evaluated? Why not get it treated? Stop living with ED. Live without it. Get the spontaneity and intimacy, the blood flow back in your life. Stop taking the pill, and why not engage and act on your condition rather than living a life, half the life, half the man you used to be? Give them a call, set up an appointment, 801-901-8000, 801-901-8000, Wasatch Medical Clinic, WasatchMedicalClinic.com. All right, got a fantastic segment for you. Prepped and ready to go with one of our favorite guests. He's the executive editor of College Football Network. He projected the draft stock of one Zach Wilson accurately prior to anyone even talking about him. And I love talking football with him and quarterbacks with him specifically. Let's welcome in Cam Meller, the one, the only Cam Meller. What's up, Cam?
Ben, your intros are always objectively the best. I'm not going to lie. I thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate it. I'm always happy to be back talking football. And you know what? It feels like a second home I have out there in Provo. So I got to get out there pretty soon, I think.
Hey, when you pick them right, you get the credit. It's all a meritocracy here in Provo, here at Brigham. And you've been able to evaluate the BYU quarterbacks quite well and been accurate in your depictions. Zach, currently in the NFL, he's had his ups and downs, no doubt, but the talent is undeniable. Jaren Hall had his ups and downs at BYU with injuries, but very talented, very efficient quarterback. Where are you at with Jaren right now as he prepares for his pro day? He had a solid combine, I would say. Still a little bit dinged up from his right ankle injury late in the season. Give me your eval, your prognosis, your projection for him.
Yeah, I haven't really wavered, to be honest, a whole lot on Jaren. I thought he is who he is, and that's a good thing for him, and it's a good thing for his NFL prognosis going forward. A lot of talk is obviously if you do or don't participate at the combine, in the drills, in the underwear Olympics, and while it's flashy and it's fun to run a fast 40 and look really good in the no-bull clothes that they were wearing, but it's another thing to go through the interview process and to go through the medical clearance process. And So all things and all signs point to Jaren passing those. I was there, interviewed him. Particularly to hear him sort of understand what is necessary of him and get himself on that stage in front of the media and then obviously behind the doors with the NFL team. So to me, he's always been a guy with immense talent. People are going to want to ding his age, but I think that just makes him mature and ready to be a starter in the NFL sooner than later. I think where we're at right now with the general NFL media right now sort of souring on him is not because it's him or anything that's changed with him. It's that middle tier of quarterbacks right now. As you realize, there's probably five QB needy teams that are going to maybe reach on some quarterbacks here not named C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. And then you have sort of that forgotten tier, which is that middle tier, and it's Tanner McKee at Stanford, Jake Haener at Fresno State, and Jaren Hall. And to be honest, I'd take Hall out of those three any day of the week, and then twice on Sunday.
Love it. Cam Meller here on ESPN 960. Jaren is a little bit older. Do you think that's a knock against him, or do you think coaches and GMs and scouts are going to look at it as, hey, he can come in and be a leader immediately and not bring any drama, going to retain information. He's going to approach it like a professional would.
Yeah, I think it's the latter. You know, I think that gone are the days. If he was, in that first round, first pick, first quarterback taken discussion, maybe the age would be a little bit thing. But honestly, we're past that stage where a quarterback gets 3 years to start in the NFL. Look what happened with Zach. Look what happened with Trevor Lawrence. Look what happened with all these first-round quarterbacks, the majority of these quarterbacks. It used to be you needed 3 years to get them in ready for the NFL. Now it's plug in the play and see how it goes. You look at a guy like Brock Purdy, was ready to go. He's a little bit older, been around the block on the college realm. And honestly, I think Jaren's there. Watching him go through, diagnose things, and sort of the maturity level that he was able to display in the brief time I saw him in Indianapolis. But ultimately what you hear as well from these meetings he had, he's a guy who can install the playbook. And I really do think that his chance, his ability to be both down in Mobile for the Senior Bowl at the combine in Indianapolis, and then whoever he's going to talk to at the pro day, that's growth that they're looking for. It's not whether he's going to run the 40. It's not whether he's going to sling the ball. It's about what he's been able to install and what he's been able to do off the field. And I think his age, his maturity, his life experience gives him a leg up on that middle tier class of quarterbacks.
Cam Meller here on ESPN 960 discussing BYU quarterbacks. Excited to see what Jaren Hall can do tomorrow and where he gets drafted. There's a new sheriff in town. His last name's Slovis. He's been around the block. He's been in SoCal. He's made his way out to Pitt. Now he's in Provo. And I'm excited to see what he can do. This kid can spin it. I've been at spring ball. I like his build. I like his athleticism. I like his mechanics. I'm sure he's got things to improve upon. I think Aaron Rodder can definitely architect an offense that can put him in the right position to make the right plays and help him make proper decisions. Give me your eval of Keaton Slovis's career, where you stand with Keaton, and what you maybe and then I'll follow up with that. I'll follow up with another question after that.
Yeah, Keaton is, to me, there's still that same player who was once widely seen as a potential first overall pick. Not first round pick, first overall pick. When he took the job from JT Daniels and ran with it and made JT Daniels transfer after he got a USC Trojan tattoo. So let's not forget who Keaton Slovis once was, and there's still obviously that talent. I never thought Keaton Slovis was an air raid quarterback. And so plugged into that offense, he did and far exceeded expectations for him. There is a lot of things he did outside of that air raid system for under Graham Harrell out there that sort of gives you pause and say, okay, well, maybe this is a kid who still has it, who still can do things. And so I did not like the fit at Pittsburgh. I know things changed after he transferred, and the offense completely drastically changed after Kenny Pickett to him. But I do still think that there is a lot to like with Keaton Slovis. There's an accuracy. There's a strength to his power and his arm. And ultimately, I think that he is not a statue in the pocket. I think people have dinged him because that's how the offense was supposed to be run at Pittsburgh. And that's obviously how an air raid offense is supposed to be done at USC at the time, and any air raid offense. They're supposed to stand tall in the pocket, read quickly, find it. If it's not there, dunk it down. To me, Keaton Slovis has not been that quarterback, and this is the type of offense that could really showcase who Keaton Slovis truly is.
What type of impact do you think that Aaron Roderick will have on Keaton, this offense that he's architected, what he's done? I think the ratio right now, whether it's Tanner Mangum, like the collective, Tanner Mangum, Baylor Romney, Zach Wilson, Jaren Hall, and the majority of those are definitely, of the stats, are definitely Zach Wilson and Jaren Hall, but even Baylor had a really nice TD to INT ratio. It's been 4-1 under Aaron, and I think he can get that with Keaton, but I want to get your thoughts.
I absolutely think that can be the case. I think if you look at Keaton Slovis, when he decided to transfer away from Pitt and get a better situation, he was doing it for two reasons, or a major reason, to get himself back into the NFL draft picture. And so that sort of levels, that's why we're here. He probably could have gone to the majority of programs across the country with written his own ticket, so to speak. So knowing that he chose to come to Provo and to come specifically under Coach Roderick, that means probably a lot. Probably it goes a little bit underrated at this aspect. Say what you will on what the media thinks of Keaton Slovis, he would have absolutely been sought after by some of these SEC schools who need a quarterback right now. And so, to me, that interception to touchdown interception ratio, Slovis is a kid who's shown he can handle that. You know, he can make the throws that need to be made. He can throw his receivers open, and I think that's been a staple of this Roderick offense, right? It's those outside-the-number throws when you have that trust in your receiving core. And so, obviously, Keaton said the right things this past weekend, right? Where it's the best receiving core, or the most advanced receiving core he's ever been into. That's probably the right thing to say, the PC thing to say. But even though he's comfortable saying it, when he's had the players he's been able to throw to over his career, it means a lot. I think that trust is building, and I think we can absolutely see another quarterback in that same vein.
Cam, it seemed like when Keaton first got to Provo, there was just like this, maybe even before he officially got here, I guess, enrolled and all that thing, there was like this immediate, like, chemistry, online chemistry, I'll call it, kind of thing, because it wasn't even as tangible as chemistry can be, but between him and Aaron Roderick, like, it just felt like Keaton Slovis was an A-Rod system type of quarterback. I would never say Aaron Roderick gets A-Rod gets giddy about anything, but he was almost downright giddy when BYU picked him up out of the portal. You touched on this a little bit, but what is it about his game that fits so well into this offensive system that has now produced guys like Zach Wilson and Jaren Hall and that kind of thing? Like, what is it about, or maybe what is it about that system that fits Slovis so well, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's an underrated athlete. And I think if you look at what are the traits, what did everybody love to see nationally from Zach and Jaren? It was those outside of the pocket, rolling to their right, and, you know, finding whether it was Zach Milne or whether it was Puka, you know, on the outside, on the back shoulder throws. These are throws that Keaton can make on a scramble off platform, but also Keaton makes those throws from a pocket, from a clean pocket, and from within the structure of the offense. And I think at his best, Keaton Slovis could be that guy who elevates players around him. And that's what we saw in that system. It allows the quarterback to do so. And so if you say A-Rod's giddy, it gives me even more hope for this season's success that we could possibly see from the quarterback. And I think if he's giddy, then trust me, I'm giddy. But I think it's all written, or it's all, you know, based on fact and what we've been able to see. Slovis' best throw is from the center of a pocket, throwing a deep post down the field, and it's like 60 yards in the air. So he's got everything that you want, and I think that athletic ability that we've seen from these past few quarterbacks, an underrated in Keaton, not seen so far in Keaton, but it's there. And I think that's another reason to be giddy as well.
Cam Miller here on ESPN 960. Cam, this BYU football team is looking to reload. And their pro day right now is we're looking at the guys that are going to be featured tomorrow. Very excited about it. Guys like Puka, Jaren, Blake, they've already had their time, but they're going to be featured tomorrow. But there's a few guys you've been high on. Peyton Wilgar being one of those guys. Big, strong, fast. He's had some injury issues himself, but he'll be featured tomorrow as one of the individuals that didn't get invited to the combine. Who are some of your favorites maybe coming out of BYU's pro day? I know, like I said, you've been high on Peyton, but any others, Harris LeChance or, man, I'm trying to think of other guys that you've talked about on our show, but any thoughts respective to those guys that are going to be competing tomorrow?
Yeah, I would love to see Peyton Wilgar and the feel-good story. To be honest, I don't think there's a favorite Cougar of mine that is not named Peyton Wilgar. I think he's my favorite over the past few years. I've gotten a chance to know him and discuss and talk things and talk life outside of football and talk ball with him previously. And so knowing who he is, if I've fallen in love with him just from some brief interactions, whoever he talks to, I'm sure is going to fall in love with him. He does have a tough road ahead of him to make it an NFL roster. I think his best attribute is his coverage ability. We have seen a little bit of that in flashes, but ultimately the injuries. So if he gets in a right situation, we obviously know he's athletic and he's big and strong. Can he be fast enough to hang in the NFL as a three-down linebacker? Not sure. That remains to be seen. But he's absolutely a coverage linebacker who could fit in sub situations, dime packages nowadays in the NFL. I always loved Harris LeChance. Let's face it. Anybody who Eric Mateo is once upon a time gave me the green light on to go ahead and hype and promote, I'm down for it. So LeChance is what the one of the last ones of those not named Blake Freeland. So to me, it's him. But ultimately, Chris Brooks. I think Chris Brooks, to me, he has a Zach Charbonnet about him. And so Charbonnet is going to be one of those top five running backs drafted this year. Chris Brooks absolutely has a chance to sneak into that round seven, if not be a priority free agent, and a guy who probably needs a good pro day and the opportunity just to talk to some scouting departments, because running backs, it's hard to be drafted high nowadays. It's hard to find a long shelf life for a running back, too. So Brooks has to have that right situation as well. But I think he's got all the skills to be a good NFL running back.
Well, Cam, you already mentioned most of the list, so I won't go through the names, but who do you think has kind of the most upscale potential, like the highest ceiling, the most to gain maybe out of this BYU Pro Day? And we'll ignore guys like Blake Freeland, Jaren Hall, Puka Nacua, who everybody's kind of talking about right now, and just say, like, of those other guys like Chris Brooks, Lorenzo Fawatea, Caleb Hayes, Chris Jackson maybe, Peyton Wilgar, I don't know, Joe Tukuafu, Gunnar Romney. Like, who of kind of BYU's other groups do you think has the most to gain out of Pro Day?
Yeah, I think you said Gunnar as well. That's one of mine right there. I need to touch on Blake, too, because I think he needs to sort of repair his image a little bit. I think, obviously, he had the impressive combine, right? Everybody knew he was an athletic freak, the kid who was once a quarterback, right? And so, but the discrepancies he saw at the combine, at the Senior Bowl, there were some quick losses. And so I think he needs to continue to repair his draft stock and in the media. He's not going to reach the end of round three before he's drafted. So Blake Freeland doesn't have a whole lot to gain. Puka needs to show he's healthy. But I will say both Tukuafu and Harris Lechance are probably my guys with the most to gain next to Gunnar Romney as well. I do like Brooks mentioned him too. So Romney, if he can showcase he's fast enough and athletic enough, twitchy enough, show some impressive routes, get open early, get open quickly, and be able to win both inside and outside. I think Gunner's got a chance at making a roster, sticking around a roster. One of those priority free agents probably at this point where he can go in and help a quarterback, help a situation, and elevate a receiving room. I think he can do that as well. But again, Tukuafu and Harris Lechance also on my list is the most to gain.
Harry and the Henderson Lechance and yes. Joe Tukuafu joining Blake Freeland in the draft would make O-line U and Benjamin Criddle delighted.
I picked Harris as my steal the show player. And the reason why I picked him is because there are a plethora of scouts that are coming, converging on Provo to look at Blake and Jaren and Puka. But I think everyone's projecting Blake as the highest draft pick, and they have projected him as the highest draft pick from this group, and they're going to size up Harris, and they're going to go side by side with Blake, and they're like, hey, this Harris guy's legit, and Harris may prove to be almost or just as athletic as Blake. Like I've chatted with Jeff Grimes about him. He said, look, he's got all the makings of an NFL tackle. All the makings. So if he's trained well and he's extracted the most talent out of him, I'm picking Harry to steal the show tomorrow.
I can see it. And again, you spoke to Grimesy. I spoke to Mateos about him as well, about the entire duo. Maybe we don't talk about Mateos because he's pulling both Barrington brothers. But those
a hiss and a byword is Mateos. Hiss and a byword.
We can also claim the Barrington brothers. How about that in a few years, too? So
yeah, we'll take them, too.
We'll talk about it. But I do, you know, it's, you look at position groups, and the NFL is going to look at the same thing. Look, Brady Christensen, they put in the NFL. There's the starting O-line U, right? So you look at this group and how well they're coached and how well they're prepared. Also, how athletic and how big they are. You know, you start to do that, you start to develop trends. Like Wisconsin and Iowa, known for their offensive line. BYU, could they also be known for their offensive line players here soon? I don't see why not.
Cam Mellor, ladies and gentlemen, here on ESPN 960, breaking down this Pro Day and this BYU draft class. Well, it does seem that BYU's created a buzz about them. Under Kalani Sitake, the emphasis of developing NFL-caliber football players has, paid dividends, and there's been a ton of positive fruits. Give me your overall thoughts on the Kalani Sitake era and what he's built as far as products that can transition into the NFL.
You know, they're coached up properly as young men to enter the professional world. I think you look at that, that's a staple, right? Obviously, nationally, people are going to complain and say that they're older, and of course they should be much more mature, right? And they're probably not going to break that national feel or stigma that they're going to have on the BYU players. But if you really look at the players who are going there, maybe Zach's not the best example of it with how his career sort of unfolded in front of our eyes. But if you look at the rest of them, consummate professionals, absolute gentlemen, and players that you want on your team. And I think that's an underrated aspect. I say that the off-season circuit, the All-Star games, the combine, it's 67% what you do behind the off the field and behind the closed doors that really helps your draft stock. It's not what you do on the field. 33% of that is about importance of what you do on the field. But you're talking to these teams, you're talking to the decision makers that are going to be making these decisions on draft weekend. And if these BYU players are winning the room, winning the interview room, taking charge and showcasing that they can be, you know, leaders and members that make your team better through and through. That's what I think the Kalani Sitake era has sort of improved on tenfold. And I think you're reaping the benefits by seeing how many players are drafted and how well this program is thought of in NFL circles.
Cam Meller, executive editor of College Football Network. Cam, how do we support you and what you do, brother?
You know, it's big news actually this week. Pro Football Network and Absolute Sports were able to reach a partnership. And so that allows a lot of things for Pro Football Network, a lot of things for Absolute Sports. But the biggest thing is that it allows me to focus solely on college football. So can't be more grateful to the leadership at PFN, at Absolute Sports, for giving me that chance to move on. But now we have the green light, College Football Network, collegefootballnetwork.com, at CFN365. You know, all 133 teams are going to get equal treatment, fair treatment across the board. So it's news, analysis, and insight for everybody, any college football fan out there. So definitely check it out, and I appreciate it.
Follow Cam on Twitter as well, at Cam Meller, M-E-L-L-L-O-R. Appreciate you, Cam. Thanks for hopping on today.
As always, Ben. Thank you, buddy.
There you go, Cam Meller, ladies and gentlemen. Anything that stood out to you, Sean? Any commentary, any follow-up?
No, really good stuff from Cam there. He's the guy that I always go to for my quarterback takes, and so hearing how high he is on Keaton Slovis, I think, makes me feel pretty good about Keaton Slovis and what he can do in his transfer season at BYU, in addition to everything that A-Rod has obviously told us already, which, you know, I certainly won't fault him for that as well. So really good stuff on the quarterbacks, and then, as always, he's the go-to guy when it comes to He's one of the go-to guys when it comes to NFL pre-draft coverage on these here interwebs. So, yeah, good stuff, man.
Yes, indeed. We'll call that a segment. Appreciate Cam Meller. Don't go anywhere. More to get to on a Thursday afternoon. You're listening to Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.